welcome. Thank you so much for joining us once again with Nova Gaia Love. The fairy, angel, and dragon heart, we three are here with open minds, open hearts, new knowledge, and some internal questions for you, dear listener. We've been thinking about you. Well, that's what we're here for, is for you and your happiness on this earth walk. We were having our own little discussion about love and self-love and your ego, my ego, and what is it? And now, in this new time, in this new era, we're redefining what love is, how we love ourselves, and how we express that universal, unlimited love. But let's just start with the simple love. To me, the simple love starts with you and loving who you are. Loving every imperfection, loving every size, every shape, every color of skin. Loving yourself with bad hair days and good hair days. But to get to that point of loving every part of you, well, some of us may not be there yet. But what does that mean, and how do you get there? I had a wonderful teacher tell a story once, and I think about it often. The teacher told me that you have to love yourself, well, just like the pilot tells you to. The pilot? I didn't understand. He went further to explain, you have to remember when you're on a plane, they tell you if the oxygen level changes that you need to put the oxygen mask over your face first, then you take care of the children or partners or other people around you. You have to make sure that your mask is on before you can go help another person. That really sat with me for a while. You're saying that I have to take care of myself first? I have to love who I am first? Before I can even go help another person? Before I can even go do anything else? In order to get that sweet oxygen or that sweet love in the air, for me to take a clean breath, I have to make sure that my mask is comfortably on. But what is the line? Where is self-love overextended? I say that I love who I am. I feel confident in myself. But where does that become too much? And all of a sudden, you hear stories or you see, oh, another selfie. Oh my goodness. Such and so just loves who they are. All they do is put selfies of themselves up. Well, that's because they really love who they are, right? Or are we hiding something? The more that I go into what I feel self-love is, well, I just end up sitting in a rainbow ball of happiness and it emulates out to everyone else. That's just because I really sat and thought about it. I'm wondering, what do the other generations, how do they feel about this? How do you feel about it? And what does it mean, self-love? Hello, Miss Angelic Angel, Miss Kay.
Hello, Miss Dragonheart.
How do you feel about this topic? What does self-love, how does this make you feel?
Well, back in the day, I remember when the big push This is way back in the 1980s. And all the schools were pushing self-esteem. You're great. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. And I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I thought, but you're not really helping people if you're not supporting them in other ways by building the skills to have something tangible to be able to be proud of and feel good about, or to have the systems set up in your society to help support people. Because you can tell people you can be anything you want, but if they don't have the skills or the training or the finances or the opportunities or the know-how to go to college to study aeronautics, to get grants, to whatever, to become that astronaut or become that doctor, or to be able to have access to the machinery they need to make art, huge metal sculptures, then just saying, you're great, you're wonderful, I'm great, I'm wonderful, and not having anything substantive to back it up just sets people up for failure. And when reality hits, it's a pretty big fall. And the sad thing is every single one of those kids truly is wonderful and fabulous and unique and everything they need to be. But for that interest and that desire and that potential to express itself needs actual real world support. And gosh, I remember at my 10th high school reunion, afterwards some friends, we went to this one house for a pool party, and this one guy I knew since I was, I don't know, elementary school, he started having a conversation with me saying, Kay, do you realize how much better off we'd be, how much farther along we'd be if we'd only had more self-confidence?
Ooh.
If we'd been raised with more self-confidence, if we'd had more of that cheerleading, more support. So I can't poo-poo the whole 1980s love yourself, you're great, you're wonderful thing. But it seems like there needs to be more of a balance. It's like you need another leg on your stool so you don't fall over. I, years ago, got some tapes, yes, actual cassette tapes, to listen to. And they were old then, because I tell you, it was CD time, but I still had a tape player. And I listened to them over and over and over and over, and it was affirmations. And it would repeat over and over again all kinds of phrases. I'm my best friend because I like myself. You're your best friend because you like yourself. I can have friends now. You can have friends now. All kinds of stuff. My initial reaction was to want to roll the window down in my car and throw the bleeping thing out the window. It made me so angry. I thought it was so stupid. What a stupid thing to do. This is just asinine. Oh my gosh, who can listen to this garbage? And then as I listened more, I started arguing in my head, not out loud. I was by myself in the car commuting, so I mean, I could have said things out loud, but it would tell me that I was smart and capable and wonderful, and I would argue with it. No, I'm not. You wouldn't think that if you really knew me. Yeah, no, That's not true. That's not correct. And then I saw so clearly how I put myself down, how I held myself back, how I didn't believe in myself. And part of it was that I'd been trained in a way that it wasn't right to think too much of yourself. You think you're so big. You think you're so special.
Yes,
so much goes back to childhood. And really, we are so big. We are so special. We are immensely beautiful. We hold so much in ourselves.
Did those tapes help you?
I actually ended up making 20 copies of those tapes and giving them out to friends. with the warning that when they first started listening to it, they would want to throw it in the trash.
So it gave you the confidence, as cheesy as it was, it feels like it was part of your healing process.
Absolutely. And in fact, I do believe my fellow cartographers of the New World, Miss Fairy and Miss Dragonheart, that at some point we will put out a recording of affirmations so that people can want to spit at it and throw it out the window and well, hopefully not on a cassette tape. And eventually take a look at themselves and realize how they are thinking about themselves. And here's the key, that they don't have to. You don't have to look at yourself that way. You have a choice. And you deserve to think about yourself in more positive, uplifting ways.
So well said. What do you think about this, Gita? How is this making you think?
You know, Kay, what you said is so true. I remember listening to the first affirmation and it's like, this is stupid.
I love how honest we are with you, dear listener.
And I also do remember walking in the mirror and couldn't find anything nice on myself. I think specifically when you're born into a woman's body, that is something that is very prevalent. And as I grew up very lucky. I was born to do something very specific, taking over my mom's store. I mean, I was born and I was the heir apparent. And so my mom prepped me my whole life. So the confidence kind of was there, but it wasn't, you know, it just wasn't. And love never really entered into it. It was more practical. Like you're pretty, the outside is what is usually looked at. And here we are, we're talking about love and self-love, and that comes from the inside. That confidence that you were talking about, Kay, is really in the end that which makes us look in the mirror and find something beautiful. Because you find it, if you're really looking, on everyone. There's just no way. And so to look at yourself and find something that you really like is a really good start. And the affirmation, I think, you know, we just started that they were like very different. Today, the affirmation would probably be very different. You find your own. You find your own, you start with something that speaks to you maybe, but then you find your own affirmation. And you recognize that it's love is actually really, really simple. Because if it's truly love and not ego, it leads to love on the outside as well. If you find something that you love within yourself, truly, truly love, you love it on the outside. You see the mirror shining back to you and you feel that connection, and that gives you confidence, that gives you connection. You know, we all kind of often feel a little lonely, but here we find within love, as we discover things that we love about ourselves from the inside out, it truly leads to less judgment from the outside, which again, it's like a cycle. The cycle where the ego just kind of subsides.
Wow. Okay, you brought up so many things, I don't even know where to start. First of all, let's just start with the simplest: lack of judgment on yourself. We have to stop judging ourselves. I know I want to tell you to stop judging others, but we're not there yet. So let's start with stop being your worst critic. Unlike the angel and the fae, I, the dragon heart, have never had a confidence problem. I am your type A personality. I was told as a young girl, whatever you want to do, you could do it. And let me tell you, I knew it. I mean, I didn't just have my photograph in Millard North High School on a bronze plate for student of my senior year for no reason. I'm the opposite. I couldn't deal with listening to affirmations telling me that I was good because, well, I was doing my hair and that took way too long to do. I mean, I had other priorities, right? I found that I'm going to call it an empty confidence. I'm not going to call it shallow because I don't think I knew any better. I'm going to say that I had an empty confidence. I had a confidence because everybody said I was great, because I took things on that I didn't even know that I shouldn't do. And I always stood up for the small guy. And I was in sixth grade and I was a whole 4'5". And I could cuss like a sailor so that nobody would mess with me. And I was confident that I could do anything. In fact, I remember my first job interview as a candy striper. What do you love about yourself? What is your best quality? Honest to God, I said, my hair. I love my hair. I can wear my hair up. I can wear my hair down. What else would a 12-year-old say that was full of confidence in the 80s? I was thought that confidence was your physical, was your outward, was, are you wearing the proper labels? Do you look the part? You can shapeshift and play into any role that you want with great confidence and ease. But it was hollow. Not shallow, hollow. I always loved who I was, but never really knew why, until I went through, well, my great transition in 2012. Like many of you, if you think about it. That's when I found my connection. And that connection to spirit, that love, that unlimited possibilities, that judgment-free zone of everything, why? Confidence isn't what I have anymore. I have courageous love for myself. I am 5'2.5". Okay, I'm trying to get to 5'3". I still admit these are my judgments on myself for being short. But yet, I don't need to wear high heels to be taller. I don't even need to stretch anymore to try to get taller, because I now truly feel this rainbow connection of balance within myself. But I came from, well, I could have been a great selfie queen, and if they had influencers back in the 80s and 90s, where I would have played that game so well. I mean, I would have crushed it then. Now I can't seem to figure it out because it has no meaning for me. Huh, that was interesting. I just had that self-realization of spirit truly showing me love and having a whole different love for myself now. I'm still just as confident. Why, you can ask anybody that knows me, I can come up with an idea and feel that I could do it in 2 seconds flat. And even when it fails, it's still, well, it was still a great idea. And I can keep coming up with more. Someday something will stick and something will be grand. But until then, I actually enjoy this space that I am now because I enjoy myself. I like my skin. I like who I am. And it took me almost 40 years to say that. Okay, I'm turning 50 next year. Don't tell anybody. But you don't have to wait that long. And you don't have to go through all sorts of confusion. All you have to do is love you. And I know that sounds so silly, but the affirmations work. And you can break a bad habit. I know some science say in 25 days, and I've read up to 30 days, but you can break your habits of putting yourself down. Simple exercises, like Kay said. I know we don't have cassette tapes anymore, but there's lots of podcasts and wonderful apps and all kinds of help now for you to really find your love. And I want you to find your love. I just spoke to a young woman, and she's about age 10. And this is real, a beautiful, beautiful young woman, 10-year-old in Georgia. And we were talking and she said, oh, look, I carved my name into my arm. Isn't that beautiful? You carved your name into your arm? Why would you do that? Well, I'm scarring myself because I don't want to live anymore. Why don't you want to live anymore? Well, this world is just... And then she went silent. It really crushed my soul because I really didn't have a response to say to a 10-year-old, you don't commit suicide, you don't think about these things, you don't do that. I can't say that. So what did I say? I said, well, I see you cut yourself, but that's not beauty for me. I said, I understand you did that. And I don't like it. I just didn't think it was cool. And she said, really? But I thought you liked, because we talked about Nightmare Before Christmas and a bunch of other goth and zombie things and cosplay and how much fun it is. And I said, oh, no, I still like those things. I just don't feel that harming myself makes me pretty. And we had a beautiful conversation of what beauty was and what self-love was. I was not able to get her to say that she loved herself the first conversation, but within 2 weeks, she now loves who she is. And she's planting a butterfly garden. I did my best to bite my tongue and not judge her, but I had to tell her that's not love. Violence to yourself is not love. Kate, do you know what I'm talking about here? Do you have any issues with, do you know any of the millennials or anybody else that's going through these same questions?
My niece posted today that she is so sad about how many people from her high school are dead. She's 30 and she doesn't know why so many people in her age group are dying, whether from drug overdose or suicide or natural causes, as natural as cancer or COVID can be, you know, it's all relatively unnatural. But, you know, she's just very upset, and she feels that what her country is and what it stands for and how it treats its people and the opportunities it provides really aren't there. And that it's just a very depressing place to be with not a lot of avenues up or out. And that makes me think that we, as humanity, as all of us, regardless of what country you're in, regardless of your socioeconomic status, regardless of your race, your religion, anything, regardless, we all share a responsibility to make life better. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. We know it's coming because we see the energy, we feel the energy. The age of Aquarius, it is expressing itself. But there's still so much darkness that's been clearing out and clearing out and clearing out for so long now that not everyone can see the light that's already here, because it's not shining bright enough yet, because they have too much fog, too much gray, too much smoke blurring that vision. There's room for opportunity for everyone. There's room for goodness and kindness for everyone. The systems that have been set up are human systems. And that goes as true throughout mankind's existence. We set up human systems. And guess what? Humans can change those human systems. We can do better. And we are doing better. But where that can start to change for right now, because I'm sorry, these young people do not have time to wait. A 10-year-old who's cutting herself does not have a couple years to wait for things to improve. They need us now to make things improve. And one way to do that is compliments. It might sound kind of silly and like fluff, you know, wait a minute, we're getting pretty heavy on us and now you're saying compliments. Yeah, right. I do mean that. a lot of us, if we can't compliment ourselves, chances are we have not heard many compliments from the outside world, from others around us, or when we do hear them, we don't accept them. We argue with them. Oh, you look so pretty, huh? Well, today it's a good hair day, just I'm in luck today, but oh, you should see me every other day. You know, give compliments. Give compliments. You can start with the basics. I like your shoes. Nice outfit. Oh, that color's perfect on you. You can compliment about hair. You can compliment about externals. But then, once you're past beginning complimenting, move into more meaningful compliments. Compliment people on something about their personality. Compliment them on how they handled that situation. Compliment them on how they're raising their children. Compliment them on the kindness they're showing. Compliment them on the skills they have. And if you have the ability to help them turn that skill into something more or grow that skill, give them that hand and help them be pulled up. Help them in their climb to do better, to be better, to feel better, to live in joy, because joy is ready to live in them. Now, I know our fairy has more to add. Gita.
Gita?
Hey, that was so beautiful. The compliments. I want to say the compliments are so incredibly useful, because what you compliment, and when you see people light up, because the compliment has to be true for it to be effective. It has to be a truth from you. It lights up you. It brings it right back into you, and that ignites your self-love. So what you do for others, you do for yourself. It's one of the best ways to do it, to find that true self-love for yourself.
Well, I think that is perfectly said, and at this point we will end this discussion, but it doesn't mean that it's over. Check us out on our next podcast as we continue telling you our stories. The good, the bad, the ugly, but the love, the love, the love. Today we learned how self-love really is important and simple ways to start loving who you are. Go ahead, give it a try. Compliment somebody around you. And feel what it ignites within. Thank you, listener, for being here with us. You know, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and our website. We've always got a new blog or a podcast to listen to. Have a beautiful, beautiful Earth Walk.